Today's program has been brought to you by Route 11 Potato Chips. Made with a secret recipe and superior ingredients, their mission is to make an outstanding product in a safe and clean environment. For more information, visit www.rt11.com.
This is Sherry Bayer from All in the Industry. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Greetings and welcome to Animal Instinct here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher, also known as the Food Healer, and I'm really excited about today. I've got some of my dear friends in today. I've got Ada Neves, who does everything when it comes to animals. She does costuming. She does shows. She does fashion shows, all kinds of other things. We're going to talk about a lot of that today. Also going to be talking to Jennifer Jo Moyer, who, with her friend Susan Goodwin, created the Pup Scouts of America, which is a pretty amazing program, too. So the reason I've got them in today is the last three episodes have been really great, but they've been pretty intense. So we're lightening up the mood today, and we're going to tell all you tri-state people what you can do with your pets in the month of October, because there's like a gazillion things to do. So that being said, Ada, thank you for coming in.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. So happy.
It's always so good to see you. I know. It's good
I'm going to tickle you. I'm going to tickle everybody else.
Do it. Yay. And Jennifer, same for you. Thank you so much for coming on in.
Well, thanks for letting me invite myself.
Always. You're always invited here. So, October in New York. Kind of busy.
The most busiest time of the year when it comes to pet animal events and fundraisers and all that kind of stuff. We just have, October.
And we've already had two things.
No, we had already five things. Over
Whoa.
This past weekend. Yes, Strut Your Mutt, right. Dog Park, the Central Park.
Central Park, Love My Pet Day, Love My Dog Day.
Strut
Your Mutt for Best Friends Animal Society.
Yeah. Blessing of the Animals.
And
Celebrity Catwalk.
And the Blessing of the Animals is going on throughout the week at different churches.
Cool.
But
yes.
The huge one that you were at was yesterday.
Yesterday, San John the Divine Cathedral.
And how long did that take?
Well, like Jen said, I mean, it's happening throughout the first week of October at all the Episcopal churches in the nation.
Okay.
They celebrate St. Francis of Assisi,
which
is the saint of the animals.
I know tomorrow at St. Bridget's. On Avenue B.
Yes.
They're having it tomorrow night.
Okay.
In New York City, Avenue B and 8th Street. 7th Street, Avenue B, tomorrow in New York City.
Yeah.
The place to be, my friend.
So, basically, if you want your pet blessed, what do you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, you go and attend one of the processions that mm-hmm. they make, what they call like a mass. It's a ceremony.
Okay.
You know, it's a normal ceremony inside the church. And then at the end, the bishop or the priest, they then do like a general blessing for everyone. And then they go to the yard or the garden of the church, and then they do individual blessings for all the animals. And people bring from tarantulas to iguanas to fish, hamsters, cats, chickens, pigeons, you see, yeah.
As long as I see you with a camel one year, photo with a camel.
We have, well, at St. John the Divine Cathedral is one of the largest pet procession for blessing of the animals.
Amazing.
They do it for Don Animal Sanctuary.
Cool.
They have over 600 animals upstate, and then of course they don't bring the 600 to the church. But they bring quite a menagerie of animals. This year we had a steer, camels, a horse, a mini horse, the tortoise, llamas, alpacas, fennel fox, dogs, pigeons, bunnies, bearded dragon. I mean, 31 animals in total.
Wow. Yeah. How do they react in the church?
Well, as you can imagine, some like it, some don't.
Yeah.
Llamas tend to be a little stubborn, so I have my quite a scene.
Oh,
but
no.
Being myself and being used for making people laugh, so I just take it that way. People were laughing and we were cracking up because the llama decided in the middle of the procession that she was not going to make another move.
Oh, no.
And how do you move a llama that is like 200 or 300 pounds? You know, so it was quite a scene, me trying to move the llama. So at the end, I had to bribe her with some food.
That's funny.
Yeah, and then have a move. But I'm sorry, but it's quite a parade, and it's very special. But when you go to all these other Episcopal churches around the city, you can see people bringing their pets. They might not be the exotic ones that you see at St. John the Divine, but, you know, people that have quite a selection, you know. I know people that have Madagascar roaches as pets.
Oh, wow.
Or rats, a fish that they love, or a frog. I mean, you
That's
see.
Really sweet.
And then some of them, I also know of people that their pets have passed recently, mm-hmm. and they bring a picture of the animal. So, or if you have a pet that you cannot bring for X or Y reason, then you can bring the picture, and they send the blessing.
Oh, cool.
Using the picture too. No, it's very special, and I'm quite honored and thrilled that I've been doing the procession of St. John the Divine for almost 8 years now.
Oh my God!
Yeah. I have seen quite animals. I have worked with quite a list of exotic animals, yeah.
Wow.
But it's a lot of fun. And then the camel that Jennifer is saying works at Radio City.
At the Christmas show.
At the Christmas show spectacular. His name is Ted. He's very popular, and people always look for him. And the donkey, too. They're all, the sheep. I mean, we have some of them that people can go see at Radio City every year.
What a trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there anywhere online that you know that, like, if someone wants to get their pet blessed, how can they find out where what churches are doing this?
Go to the Episcopal Church online. I think they have like a main page, like Catholic
Makes
churches
sense.
Have
yeah.
a main page. You can go to the Episcopal church locally.
Cool.
And then try to find if they're having a blessing of the animals this week. Hopefully, you know, they haven't happened yet, and then they have the whole week to do. I think it's October 4th or 5th, the real day of St. Francis.
So that's
yeah. So that's tomorrow. Okay. So that's the.
Cool.
That's one of the things of many that they can do.
And on the far other side of that, we have so many Halloween events coming up.
Oh, my God.
Well, before we go there tomorrow, that I wanted to mention, we're having from Animals Asia.
Yeah, what is that? Tell me about that.
A gala. Well, Animals Asia is a foundation that is originally in China and is now throughout the whole world. And they... they help animals, at least in Asia, especially the bears. For my understanding, okay. I might be wrong, but this is what I understand, that black bear, the moon bears, I think is what they're called.
Yeah.
There is a belief that I think it's their vial or something.
Yeah.
That is medicinal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's not just a belief, it is. The medical industry is using the bear.
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, sadly, there are farms in China that are just having these bears alive being drained.
Oh.
And it's a horrific situation, as you can imagine. I don't want to get sad here. But Animals Asia is the foundation that goes and make deals with these people in their farms and go and save them.
Nice.
And then they take them to a place as the sanctuary that they have.
Cool.
They treat them medically and let them live free and happy until the end of their time. So tomorrow, Animal Sage is having a gala. It happens once a year, the branch of New York. And it's going to be from 6 to 9 at Hudson Terrace. That is in 46th Street between 11th and 12th Avenue.
Cool. And there's a Facebook page for this, too, so
yes,
you can look for
yes,
it.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's the Animals Asia Gala. Or a gala?
Gala. Yeah, I guess gala.
It's very fancy.
Right? Yeah.
It's a good word for a party.
Yeah, well, you know, you go, have some drinks, and everything is vegetarian, vegan. Of vegan, course. Sorry. I think that's a difference. So. Yeah, it's vegan.
Cool.
So, and people can go have a good time, and then they're doing for a good cause. I believe that the president of the foundation is going to be here in New York City,
awesome.
Which that is a big treat.
Yeah.
And she's going to give a speech, and they're going to show probably some pictures.
Cool.
And they have an auction.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And in the auction, one of the pieces that are going to be in the auction is a sculpture that I made.
Cool.
It has a scene of the bears in their sanctuary playing. So come over and see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something for a good cause. Yeah. If you need to go out and have a little party tomorrow night, check that out.
Come have a couple of drinks with me.
Please. Okay, and then we've got the Pet Hero Awards.
Then we had the Pet Hero Awards. Yes, that's on Friday the 7th. It starts at 6, from 6 to 10 at the Gotham Hall, 1356 Broadway.
You guys get good locations.
Yeah, well, you know, we try to.
Yeah.
We try to. You know, we try to have fun and bring... I love the city. I think that the people that make this, obviously, you know, they love the animals and they love the city too.
Yeah.
And it's and it helps. We all help each other.
Totally.
Yeah, we all help each other.
So what's with, who are pet heroes? Who's getting prizes, like...
Well, Pet Hero is a more high-level gala, and then you have Greg Oler, the publicist, you know, working in there. So they go and give awards to people in the industry, in the pet industry, that throughout the year stand out for X or Y reason. They can have a product that they have in the market selling, but through that product, they also donate to 100 dogs or to a whole shelter, a rescue, or, you know, things like that. Pilots and Paws, they transport animals from state to state or from the east to the west and saving animals, you know, things like that.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that's on the 7th?
That's on the 7th.
I'm assuming they have a Facebook page, too?
They have everybody has a Facebook page. Listen, if the dogs have a Facebook page...
Oh, my God, I know, it's true.
The events must have a Facebook page.
Otherwise, how would the dogs know about them?
Exactly.
This is true. And so, Jen, what's going on with the Pup Scouts these days?
Well, on the 16th of October, the Pup Scouts is having their... And I'm holding up my fingers and making quotation marks, camping event.
Yay!
From 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock on the rooftop of the Honda dealership on 11th Avenue.
Oh, you're kidding!
And they are so generous there. They let us put out our fake grass and put up our tents.
Cute.
And cook us our hot dogs and help us cook s'mores.
Hot dogs. Nice. The dogs are hot.
Well, even if they're cold, the hot dogs are hot. Joe is the best guy, the sweetest host. He offers us his grill, and he cooked the hot dogs for us last year, and we had a beautiful cake decorated, of course, by Aiden Nieves.
I don't know who she is.
A little sculpture of some campground and some dogs and uniforms and stuff like that. And the tickets are $35, and you can get those through Eventbrite.
Cool.
And there is, of course, a Facebook page.
Yes.
And you can look up pupscouts.org. At pupscouts.org, or you can look us up on Facebook at Pup Scouts National Organization.
And someone who's not familiar with Pup Scouts,
it is like Brownies and Cub Scouts for people who don't have kids but have their dogs or used up their kids and now want to move on to their dogs, however you want to look at it. And the just like Brownies and Cub Scouts, the parents do all the work, the kids get the badges. Everybody looks cute in uniform, and we have a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a really great bunch of people. It's a lot of people, too. It's really cool.
And the money goes, of course, to a different charity at every event. In February, our I know it's far away, but in February, our pre-Oscar gala the money goes to the Mayor's Alliance for Animal Care.
Cool.
Or for animals, it's just shortened to just animals now.
No, it's the Mayor's Alliance for New York City Animals.
Yeah, for New York City Animals.
Yeah.
And this one from the camping one, the money will be going to the Perseus Foundation, which is a research foundation about cancer in dogs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And the Pup Scouts is amazing. It's a really, really fun bunch of people. And it's, you know, if you've got a dog and you want to participate in this, look into it, because it is. It's a really sweet bunch of people. They get together a lot. It's a nice social group. Dogs get along just fine, too, which is nice. And
when you join the group, I mean, you become part of a family.
You really do.
You know, and then the other thing is that then you are going to be on the know of what everything that is happening about pets in the city.
That's true. And
you know, it's a close community and everybody cares about each other.
That's the thing that I've seen, which is so nice, is that you guys really stick towards each other and just, you know, the groups, like the things that I participated in.
There's like a family,
group.
You know, I mean, I can fight with my sister and it doesn't mean that I don't love her.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't have a sister, but I know just what you're talking about.
That was a metaphor, Jennifer. It was a metaphor.
You hear me, sister? I hear you, sister. We're also launching our Pup Scout cookie fundraiser, just like the Girl Scout cookies. It'll be available only through your local Pup Scout.
Cool.
Or if you don't have a local Pup Scout, you can find us online and we can connect you to a way to get your Pup Scout cookies. They'll be for sale between now and the middle of November for Christmas delivery.
Cute.
And they will also be available again in the spring. So twice a year.
Nice. And these are dog treats that are human edible.
Yes, they are dog treats, all human grade ingredients, and they are delicious. I think I've eaten as many of the samples as my three dogs have eaten because they're that good. They're Carabin peanut butter.
Yum.
To imitate the Girl Scout cookie wag-along.
Tag-along. Nice. Oh,
we are the wag-along.
I love it.
And we are using that with apologies to the Girl Scout Council.
And the packaging's great. So if you need like some cute little gifts or stocking stuffers, if you plan that far ahead, for people with pets, these are amazing. Price point is great. Check them out online. You're really doing something to help other people, which is nice.
That's the good thing about this. All these events. I mean, I still have a list going on, but the great thing about all these events is that usually they happen because people want to get together and raise funds for a cause.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it could be from a local dog that needs help. It could be for a shelter. It could be for animals that need cancer. It could be for animals that need safe from circumstances that their own. I mean, no matter what, I mean, it just shows you people care, and then they get together, they have fun, they share the love of their animal companion that they have, and they help, you know, somebody else.
That's what I love about it.
It's a win-win situation.
It really is, and it's fun, too. So we need to take a quick break for station identification, but I'm talking to Aiden Neves and Jennifer Jo Moyer all about the groovy things you can do in October with your pets. So hang on, we'll be back.
And this one is called N-I-C-E by Alan Wilkes. We'll be right back.
Following program has been brought to you by Route 11 Potato Chips. From the moment Route 11 Potato Chips dropped their first batch of chips back in the early days of 1992, they understood their destiny as a high-quality producer. Instead of succumbing to the frenzy of mass production, they took advantage of their small size and made chipping a personal art form. The payoff was immediate, an incredible potato chip. With a secret recipe and superior ingredients, their mission is to make an outstanding product in a safe and clean environment. In this world of uncertainty that we live in, Route 11 Potato Chips believes comfort food should be just that. Know where your food comes from. For more information, visit RT11.com.
And we are back. I am talking to Jennifer Jo Moyer and Aiden Neves, and we're having way too much fun in the studio today, talking about all the groovy things that you can do in October with your pets. So, Aiden, what else we got?
Okay, so we jump... from October 7th to October 9th in Luna Park in Coney Island. From 2 to 4, they're having a pet Halloween contest also.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, in Coney Island.
Do a lot of people show up to that one?
Yes, I guess, you know, it's like,
a
lot of people.
A bunch of our people went last year or the year before.
A lot of people chose to all the events.
Yeah, sure.
Which we are very happy about.
And so this is one that if you want your pet to be judged, you can participate.
Yes, they have a registration online.
Oh, smart.
And then on that day you arrive early, and then from 2 to 4, I guess they're seeing all the doggies in costume.
Cool.
I think Calypso took a prize on that one last
Calypso
year.
Calypso won last year?
Yeah.
Okay. Calypso is a black pug that have the most amazing costumes. And she was a lion.
Nice.
Yeah.
And her mama was a lion tamer.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Here's something for y'all. Like, if you are thinking about coming into one of these competitions, it's awesome, and you should partake in it. But if you come in and you think that if you buy some cute thing online from, like, Target or one of those stores, and you're going to win, I got bad news for you. These people are out for blood. I mean, the costumes are amazing. So, like, even if you just want to come and see it, if you just want to come see what people have spent, I mean, weeks doing, people months,
be
creative.
Spectacular. Be creative.
Really, it's okay to buy things, but put them together in a different way.
Yeah.
Don't just take it out of the package and drop it on your dog and think you're a winner.
I like it more when they're creative. I mean, take a garbage bag and turn it into something, you know, become a magician. That's you know, more fun when I see people that make their own customs. I think they enjoy it because of the process that they go through building it. And then the end result is always never less than a spectacular. I'll tell you that.
And you don't have to spend a lot of money. I mean, a well-painted cardboard box has won quite a few of these.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Make a pet cemetery. Get a bunch of boxes and paint them as a...
Come on. That was overdone last
graves?
Year.
Yeah.
That was at least three floats of pet
No. Those were... No. Last year, we had a lot of Day of the Dead and...
Yeah, we did.
Día de los Muertos. We had a lot of those at Tompkins Square Park, which, by the way, this year is going to happen on the 22nd.
And this is something that you should come see. Like, if you can only see one dog parade,
Whoever
thought you would say those words.
I know,
if
right?
you can only see one dog parade, come to this dog parade. Out of the dozens of dog parades that you can choose from, and I'm not lying.
This one's amazing. How old is it now?
This is going to be 27.
Something. Let me look it up.
26 or 27.
Yeah, it's in its 20s.
Yes, and it's last year we had more than 10,000 people.
Oh my God, we did.
Coming in and out, coming. Yeah, you do not see it because you was a judge.
I know.
And we expect you to be a judge.
I was concentrating.
Yes.
And I was wearing security with me last year.
Oh, that's right.
And Jennifer is our bouncer in
this one. Is 26th annual.
26th?
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm working the edge of the stage again.
All right. Yeah. So you got security. I'm a judge. I do take bribes, but there's a panel of judges, so it better be really good that I can share with six other people or they get pissed. So. Yeah. Just so you know. But store-bought is definitely, if you just, you know, go buy that cute spider costume and stick it on your pug and walk in, well, everyone will be nice to you, but you probably won't win a prize.
Yeah.
So, put some glitter on it, and then we'll talk. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, last year we had from unicorns the rat costumes.
Yeah, the pizza rat.
Pizza rat.
Pizza
costumes.
Rat.
We had a couple
awesome.
Of pizza rats.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, Star Wars.
But the Day of the Dead did win.
Yeah, the Day of the Dead.
The top prize.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that was spectacular.
And it was.
Yeah, they came all the way from Texas. So this is another thing I show you. Like, a lot of the events, we have people that also travel to New York City just to come and participate at these events.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so we had Amy and her husband Danny and her mom come all the way from Texas.
Wow.
And she sent all of that. But so by the time she got here, she had everything prepared, was just put it on and come to the she told me she was going to wow me, and she did.
Well, she's very, very big in pet rescue and things like that in Texas.
That's awesome.
Pause for a cause or something like that. I think that might be it. Yeah, I think something like that.
I follow her on Facebook. I just don't remember which one it is now. But,
yeah.
I mean, this is something, too, that is really, for me, it's just amazing because, I mean, it takes a lot of work to pull these things off, you mm-hmm. know? And the fact of the matter is that everyone's doing this in the spare time because they just love to do it. So
yeah,
money's being donated.
Yeah.
You know, most people would be like, I don't know about this. But like what you guys pull off is truly amazing. It's not like little rinky-dink things. It's actually, they're fun and they're organized.
Yeah.
And Tompkins Square is, I mean, it's a trip. If you want to come, come early so you get a spot to see. If you saunter in at, you know, halfway through, it's crowded.
Yeah, it starts at 12.
It's cool. Until 3.
Yes. Cool. Until 3 or 4, depending on when, you know, depending how many we have. Usually we go a little bit longer
and
than 3 o'clock.
And we're setting it up differently this year, from what I understand. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
So there's going to actually be a parade?
No, that went out the window.
I mean, no. Hopefully next year. I mean, we've been in discussions about having the parade, but it's not happening this year. Mm. Hopefully, you know, it will happen next year. I'm going to try. And then, but yes, we're changing a little bit of the location to an area that is more controlled.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a little
it's
bit more controlled.
It's going to be over on the basketball courts, not in the dog room.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah. And the last event that I want to talk about is Chihuahua Halloween.
Oh.
Because this is, sorry guys, you need a Chihuahua. Or dress as a Chihuahua.
Someone's a little breedist, Ada. I don't know.
Yes, I'm very breedist.
Fluffy dogs matter.
Yeah, right? Come on. The Chihuahua Halloween is amazing. I was there last year, and it's a trip.
Yeah, they're very passionate.
Wait a second, you're not a Chihuahua.
I
you dressed as a Chihuahua.
I think I may have judged.
She's a Chihuahua's or emeritus. Yeah,
my husband's a Chihuahua. I didn't tell you guys. Legal in 4 states. it was amazing. I mean, the costumes. The Chihuahuas are like the hardcore competition, man. I mean, these outfits are like, I don't own anything in my closet that's nearly as nice as the ball gowns.
We are a breed on our own.
You're no joke.
Yeah, we are a breed on our own.
No joke. And just, I mean, super, super fun. And there's, I mean, it's really interesting that October is the busiest month. And I mean, Halloween is a big part of that. But it's also, you know, it's kind of a slow month. It's before Thanksgiving. It's before Christmas and all that crazy thing. So, you know, there's ability to still donate and still have some time in your calendar. Mm-hmm. You could actually do something.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're interested in the stuff.
Keep it busy. Keep it having fun. Smile.
That's the most important part.
Enjoy it. Just enjoy life. Enjoy life. That's it.
Jen, what's your favorite things in October? What are your favorite events?
Oh, well, Tompkins is always my favorite thing to do. But there are a lot of other smaller events. Like just if you go on meetup.com, there are a lot of small dog. Mm-hmm. Of course, my life is small dog. So small dog meetup groups that are having.
Elaine's big party
is coming on the day after Halloween.
23.
Day after Tompkins, not the day after Halloween. Yeah. So we've changed Halloween. I'm sorry, people. Halloween is now the 22nd of October.
Yeah. Make a note.
And it's all done. Oh, and you know what? In Kmart, everything's already 30% off, and it's November, October 3rd. So obviously Halloween's over.
Yeah. Wow.
So, so Elaine Lewis.
She's having the small dog Manhattan meetup.
Small dog Lower East Side meetup. I can't remember.
The Small Dogs Manhattan meetup. And they're having their Halloween event on October 23rd at Happy Post 316 Lafayette Street. It's Ghosts and Witches.
Oh, nice. It's going to be so cute.
I don't think you have to dress as a ghost and a witch, though. I think
you could go with the theme.
Any Halloween costume
if you come, do it and participate in the theme.
Listen, Ada, I already got costumes. And goals. Not ghosts or witches.
No, we said goals and goblins and witches and,
and gummy bears. I think $12 a
$12.
A person with two dogs. If you have three dogs, you might have to pay extra unless you're willing to work.
Yeah.
And
but all these events are really very affordable.
Yeah.
I mean, none of them reach $50.
Not Halloween.
No. Not this month. And then people can... Yeah, no, none of them.
No, the
and
big
then,
ticket items come in the
And actually,
there.
The one, the celebrity... We had celebrity catwalk yesterday. And it was free.
Nice.
So but you had to pay $20 if you wanted to compete.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. But people...
But you didn't have... have to compete.
Come and enjoy the event. And then Halloween, and then, you know, the one for Tompkins Square.
It's $5?
It's only $5 at the door. And you participate. Mm-hmm. And you can walk on the stage.
For Tompkins, can you register online or do you have to register there?
No, you register there on the day.
Okay, so buy the ticket on the way in.
Come early if you want to do this. Yes. Don't saunter in at 5 to 12 and be shocked that there's 100 million people in this park.
Yeah, and then know that when you come, if you have a really fun outfit, you have big chances of having the media taking pictures
of
you.
That's a really good
and
point.
See yourself the next day somewhere. I just don't know where, but I will see you.
That's very, very true.
Yeah, because, I mean, there are so many people. Like, last year they said, you know, they mentioned that it was up to 10,000 people around. We did not see all the costume. Uh-huh. I think it was only 300 something.
It was 316 that
participated on the stage and walked through. But then when I saw, you know, the media next day, the newspaper, I saw a lot of costumes that I didn't get to see in person on stage.
Me too.
And I was surprised because they were incredible.
There was some good
stuff. But sometimes, you know, when you have such a good costume, it's hard for you to walk around.
Yes.
People are taking pictures.
Yeah.
The media is all over you. You're not going to make it that far.
So here's a question for you guys. Let's say, you know, because you both have small dogs. Let's say you weren't going to compete.
Mm-hmm.
Would you bring them to Tompkins Square anywhere or would you leave them at home?
Well, you know, it's up to the owner. I said, you know, this is an event for you to share the love that you have for your pets. This is not an opportunity that you see every day.
Yeah.
So why, you know, I just wouldn't understand why someone wouldn't take advantage of it and leave their pet home.
Cool.
I would say, you know, I mean, if it were for me, it would not be only dogs. It would be every single different pet that people have, because nowadays people choose their pets on their personality, depending on their own personalities and with what they connect. It's not necessarily a dog. Dogs are, you know, a high part of it. But actually, you know, people have more cats than dogs in the city.
Yeah, but cats don't like parades.
Yeah, no,
right.
Well,
that's a bad idea.
But you know, some cats do.
Some
cats do. And then actually, you know, cats are very social. And we're seeing more and more people coming out with their cats. On yesterday, our Blessing of the Animals, there were plenty of cats.
Oh, yeah, my friend was taking
being
her two
blessed
cats to be blessed
in the garden. So, you know. And then I saw also different type of pets. So people want to share what they have.
Cool.
And they want to join the fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I wasn't working the parade, I would definitely bring them in costume and not necessarily compete.
Cool. Yeah.
Just walk around to see if I can get my pictures taken or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because
share the love
I competed for 5 years.
Yeah.
I won a few.
Yeah, you guys are no joke.
I lost a few. I got mad at a few.
They were contenders, though.
I'm done with the competing.
Yeah, but well, for me, it's an opportunity to network.
Yeah.
To meet other people that have the same passion that I do. To meet other people that care about their animals, and we share and we talk about animal awareness, about nutrition, about health, about different issues. And that's how you create a community.
Yeah.
Bonding with others. And then suddenly it's this big chain. And at the end, we all have the same goal. We all have the same caring for them.
So
maybe
nice.
In different ways, but we all do.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not? Bring your pet. Don't leave it at home that day. You know, come and say hello to me. I'm going to be on the stage.
Totally.
So
who's
just come
be
and say hello.
Do you know yet?
It's a surprise.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I'll go with that.
That's, you know, it's funny because it's something that I was talking about recently, that we're losing community. You know,
yes.
The city, people are so busy now. People don't care who their neighbor is, nothing like this. And it's things like this, I think, are just really, really important to get that human touch back in and the human connection.
To connect with each other.
Yeah.
Yes, and what better way to do it through the little four-legged animals that we have.
Seriously.
Or two-legged animals. I don't know. I mean, I have a friend who has a chicken, and she goes all around New York City.
kidding.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. She was there yesterday. You
know, yeah, she was there yesterday.
Oh, she dressed
and
us.
She had pearls on yesterday. And then, look, my nails. I mean, you
no
guys
way.
Can see it. I don't have my nails done. The chicken has her pedicure done. You know, she had pink nails matching her pink dress and her pink coat.
Pink feathers. And, wasn't she? Yeah. Isn't she dyed pink?
Yeah, she's dyed pink.
Yeah, she's dyed pink.
That chicken is the coolest chicken I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, I
totally agree.
I saw her. I don't remember where she was. It was some event I was at, either Mermaid Parade or Dance Parade or something.
She's very happy. Probably
she's
the Mermaid
so
Parade.
Happy.
She's so happy.
She's just like, hey.
She exuberates happiness. Yeah. She makes people happy around her. And that's, you know, that's what you want to see. That's what you want to have around. You know, I'd rather have 10 people with chickens with them than one sad face.
Yeah. And then 20 people.
No. Yeah, and I were like,
I love children. Okay, let me clarify. I like children. I'm
like
not the
children.
Big ogre here. Okay.
I like dogs.
I like everything.
You're right.
Like, you know, I like everything. I like children, animals, plants. I mean, I talk to plants, so.
Hey, does Tom, what would happen if somebody came to the dog parade in Tompkins Square Park with like an iguana? Would they let them in?
Oh, sure.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of safety issues because if it's an event strictly made for dogs.
Okay.
So there are some safety issues that I will be a little concerned about. I will have to say that it will not only depend on the iguana can be great, but if the other dogs are not used to see an iguana, it can stir something in there.
Oh.
It's not recommended.
Okay.
For now, it's strictly for dogs.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I don't want anyone to show up with any other animal and have the dogs, dogs in Tompkins Square Park following you through the city.
But remember that guy who used to come to the small dog run with a ferret? And he used to let it hop around in the dog run, and I was terrified.
Yeah, well,
I thought all we need is a Yorkie to get its mouth on that ferret.
You know, I mean, I understand that people think, oh, my animal is sweet. But I always say, it's not your animal that you have to be worried about. Because I know my dogs. I know the capacity of my dogs. But I do not know the other dog.
Totally.
I do not know the other cat, the other animals that are there. So and just because I think that my animals are okay, I cannot immediately think that the other animals are going to be okay. So this is strictly for dogs and for safety issues.
Seriously.
I would say keep it. You know, with the dogs. If you have an iguana, sadly, keep it at home.
Okay.
Because your iguana can be great, and I love iguanas. I would probably want to steal it and have it with me on stage all the time.
My God.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, the dogs are not probably that social or are used to seeing other creatures, and they can get scared.
Yeah.
Bark or try to bid, just trying to be overprotected.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Cool. So
sorry, iguanas.
Well, we can
sorry,
do like,
kitties.
We'll do like, you know, exotic parade, like iguana Halloween parade.
But that's why, you know, it's something that I would like. I mean, I don't know if this is even feasible to see, you know, change to all pets, but there's a lot of security issues that
really
we will have to look upon, you know, like
for the New York for the dog run.
Yeah, well, and
the
New York Fashion Show, you know, which is going to be our 12th or 13th year, we change it to all sort of animals and we take these safety issues, at heart. We are very concerned. You know, we try to have a space in between certain animals so that we know that can conflict with others or something. So, we have to do that.
So, you know, I could just see someone coming with like a pet rat into Tompkins and just the dogs losing their mind.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. So, it makes total sense.
I don't want to have any accidents
and
the dog, a big dog jumping, trying to grab the pet, even if it's just for playing. Because sometimes the animals don't know. They just want to play, right? But they don't know how to do it, and they can hurt a person or a child or an animal.
That's true.
Know?
So we want to keep it clean, folks. So dogs only at Tompkins Square.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Well, we are almost out of time.
Wow, that was quick.
I know, right? It's always quick with
you
guys.
We only talk about 14 events. So. We better start now for next year.
Seriously. You're going to have us back before the February sweeps because...
Oh, totally.
We had a huge, huge weekend of events coming up in the beginning of February.
And that's super fun because it's winter and it's yicky and it's cold and it's just a lot of fun. It's a really nice way to spend a Sunday. Well, thank you, guys.
Well, thank you for having us.
Oh, my God. It's always a pleasure to see you guys. And it's thank you for making me laugh in here, because the last three episodes have been really good, but they've been deep. Yeah, so it's nice to bring the mood back up a little bit. Seriously, thanks.
All right, so everybody has their list of things that they're supposed to do between now and the end of the month. You have to get your animal blessed. You have to get it into a costume that you did not buy.
That's the T-shirt talking.
And you have to join PupScouts.org. And you have to, what's their fourth thing?
Yeah, the Luna Park.
And, for Luna Park. You have to get costumes for Tompkins. You have to get costumes for the small dog meetup.
Chilloween?
And Chilloween, only if you're a Chihuahua.
Yes. Chilloween's on, sorry, guys.
Now, only so if someone was going to do all of these, is it bad taste to have one costume for all four?
Oh, yeah, you have to have a different costume for every
Do not
event.
Repeat costumes.
No. Really?
Absolutely forbidden.
It's a big no-no.
I might wear the same costume that I wore yesterday to Tompkins because I'm not bringing my dogs. Because I'm just...
Done.
I'm just table dressing,
So that's good to know, too. Mm.
I'm working. I said might. But I am going to another Halloween party with the dogs, and I am doing a different costume. Okay. All right.
Well, I can tell you, these people have minds like a steel trap. Like, if you had a costume you won in 5 years ago and you show up, they're going to call it. I remember that in 2011. So, like, you can't get anything by these guys.
You have to think of it as costumes in fashion.
Yeah, totally.
You don't want to repeat, and you don't want to have the same costume as your friend has.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
That's the worst. And, I mean, if you're a New Yorker, some of the best ones are, like, current events. And it doesn't have to be politics, okay? But, like, current events of things that have happened in New York. Like, Pizza Rat last year was awesome! And we all went nuts over Pizza Rat.
But the year I did Bed Bugs... Everybody was too upset.
Oh.
I got no press. I got nothing. No blogs. Nobody picked me up because it was too scary and it was too current.
Jennifer, we needed to bring bed bugs to vote for you. I can't imagine all the little bed bugs with little,
kind of like,
yeah, Jennifer.
So don't get too... So they interviewed me. They said, why'd you pick bed bugs? It's the scariest thing I could think of.
Seriously.
Since I'm scared of it, I am going to be it.
Totally. That's so funny, though, that it's like...
Zombies, yes. Bed bugs, no.
Yeah, so keep it
current. Donald Trump, yes.
Bed bugs, bad. And I'm sure there's other topics that are bad, too, like bed bugs. So think about it before you get to something. But thank you guys so much. PupScouts.org. Ada, what's your website?
AdaNieves.com.
Perfect. Check that out. It's pretty awesome. Jen, any other websites?
No, that's good. I'll stick with PupScouts.
Cool. So Facebook for everything. If you have any questions and you just need notes on this, feel free to comment. Yep. Contact me, the food healer. You can get me either come to the Facebook page for Animal Instinct or the Heritage Radio page and send me a note and I will make sure to give you all the deets that you need. And hopefully we'll see you. This would be really fun. Come join us. It's a crazy afternoon, but it's always a blast.
Yep, we'll all be by the stage.
Totally. And you can see us all in person. It's fascinating. So it's very exciting.
We're not what you're expecting.
Yeah, faces for radio, baby. Right here. All right.
I'm not saying a word.
So, Jen, thank you for trudging out to Roberta's.
Thank you,
Ada, same too. I
love
adore you,
Celia.
Too.
Love you.
I love you guys too.
So, how do you say Celia or Celia?
It depends. With my Spanish mother, Celia. And it's for everybody in America, Celia.
Celia.
So, yeah.
Oh, sounds sick.
And if it's, you know the song, then it's Celia. But we don't sing that to me, so please don't do that, okay? It's a little rough.
Suddenly, I can imagine all the phones.
Yeah, right.
You know,
oh, my God. The line's going crazy. Here we go. Call in show next week. You guys, thanks for listening. listening. I hope we gave you a good laugh today. I will be back next week with another serious topic. You can find me on Facebook on Animal Instinct, Twitter under Food Healer, Instagram on Animal Instinct Radio. So follow me and I'll send you cool pictures of my cats and stuff like that. Thanks again. I'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.